News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Local government elections have been postponed until December 29, 2016, following the approval of two bills in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. The elections were originally due by June 30 this year. Minister of Local Government and Community Development Noel Arscott says the reasons for the postponement surround the need to implement elements of the local government reform program and to complete the revision of electoral boundaries in the Portmore municipality.
When this work is fully implemented, the country will significantly benefit from a more modern, transparent, participatory and responsive local government system.
Minister Arscott says the reform process will also include provisions for the extension of the tenure of local government councillors from 3 to 4 years. Local government elections are normally held every 3 years, with the last elections held in March 2012. The government is expected to resume its net billing arrangement in another 2 to 3 weeks. The net billing system, introduced in 2012, allows persons who own renewable energy generators, such as wind turbines and photovoltaic solar systems, to sell excess energy to the Jamaica Public Service Grid. Energy Minister Philip Paulwell is encouraging more persons to invest in the initiative.
I have issued so far over 300 licenses to enable Jamaicans who want to establish their facility to generate electricity to be able to sell the excess amount that they generate to the grid. They get some money in their pocket from that investment that they are making.
The net billing initiative forms part of measures being undertaken by the government towards cleaner energy strategies, which will eventually reduce the island's energy bill. The National Water Commission, NWC, has issued a prohibition notice for all areas of the island served by drought-affected water supply systems. This as the country continues to grapple with the effects of the dry spell. The prohibition notice, which took effect July 1, will continue until further notice.
The notice bans the use of water supplied by the NWC for 1. Irrigation of and watering of gardens, lawns, grounds, and farms. 2. Refilling or supplying of tanks, ponds, or swimming pools, and for use other than normal domestic services such as drinking, cooking, washing, bathing, and indeed sanitation.
Water, Land, Environment, and Climate Change Minister Robert Pickersgill. Other prohibited activities include washing of vehicles using a hose, watering or washing roadways, pavements, paths, or garages. Minister Pickersgill says persons found in breach of these restrictions will be liable to a fine or imprisonment for a term not exceeding 30 days. And public transport operators have been granted a one-month extension to renew their road licenses, which expire on June 30. The new deadline is July 31. Communications manager at the Transport Authority, Petra Keane Williams, says public passenger vehicle PPV operators who fail to renew their road licenses on or before the new deadline will run the risk of having their licenses become permanently invalid.
What this means is that operator would now have to apply as a new applicant, and various fit and proper standards and criteria, including the age of the vehicle, would have to be met.
Ms. Williams was speaking in an interview with JIS News. The renewal of road licenses applies to hackney carriages, route taxis, rural stage carriages, as well as contract and express carriages. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Jamaica makes quantum leap in the 2014 Logistics Performance Index.
Ground broken for Total Logistics Facility at Kingston Wharves.
Jamaicans access logistics training in China, and Maritime Institute trains over 34,000 in Logistics 101.
But that's not all. Logistics 102 has been launched.
We are Hub Active.
Things are indeed happening.
This is a powerful vision of Jamaica's future, unfolding now before our very eyes, in what I call the hub effect.
Yes, the Jamaica Logistics Hub Initiative, a bold new vision for Jamaica's future.